This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Desert Financial Credit Union's very own Carlisa Wright talking about how the credit union has recently committed $93,000 to the Northern Arizona Healthcare Scholarship Program, which really helps out those folks extend or actually enhance their careers with scholarships each year. That's going to be happening in perpetuity. So really, really good stuff there from Desert Financial, as well as doing some even more stuff in the Northern Arizona area that they've done earlier this year. So we talk all about that. And how this is really going to benefit the areas that Desert Financial is serving right now. So really good stuff here from Carlisa. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Desert Financial Creighton's very own Carlisa right on the program. Carlisa, how are you today?
I am fantastic, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Always, always happy to have you on the show because you are always bringing good news of what Desert Financial is doing in your various communities that you guys serve. And today is no different because you all have committed $93,000 to the Northern Arizona Healthcare Scholarship Program. So congratulations on that. So give us a quick overview of this program, and then we'll dive into this commitment of these funds to this program too.
Absolutely, Mike. We are so proud to continue our partnership with Northern Arizona Healthcare. If I could just provide you a little bit of history.
So please.
We began supporting the organization back in 2020, before we had a branch there, before we had affiliations in Flagstaff. And that was truly to support some of their urgent needs during COVID. So we gifted Northern Arizona Healthcare and their Flagstaff Medical Center just over $60,000 for N95 masks, supplies.
Oh, yeah.
We provided some goodies for the front line. When the opportunity came to support an education initiative that they were developing, we said yes. As a credit union founded by 15 educators, we said absolutely. So the $93,000 investment is the first that we've done in perpetuity. So those endowed funds will provide a minimum of 2 scholarships per year to Northern Arizona Healthcare employees.
And so why did you guys, I mean, let's get back to the why here, because obviously these scholarships are going to make a huge impact on these folks' lives as they kind of strengthen their skills and stuff. So kind of let's go back to the why here. Why did you guys decide to do this? Obviously, you guys are making a strong foothold in the Northern Arizona area, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But let's step back to the why here.
Absolutely. Well, Northern Arizona Healthcare, it's one of the larger employers in Coconino County, and we know that recruiting and retaining healthcare workers is an opportunity for them. And these healthcare workers are committing their lives to serving the community. And again, as a credit union founded by 15 teachers, we believe in lifelong learning. So that opportunity to provide these scholarship funds in perpetuity to these healthcare workers who are looking to grow and continuing to learn and support the Flagstaff community, it just was a perfect fit with our mission, vision, values, and our community giving.
So what do these funds mean for the NAH or the Northern Arizona Healthcare employees? What does that mean to them? Because it sounds like it's really giving them a possible boost in their careers, right?
Absolutely. I think it's the opportunity to continue their education. It's the opportunity to advance their career. We heard some stories about applicants who were maybe working in the cafeteria and had aspired to be a nurse or CNA, and perhaps cost was holding them back. So these funds just will continue to provide a bright future for Northern Arizona healthcare employees. And we're just really excited to continue to support them.
Well, and it's got to be kind of infectious within those employees, because they see somebody go through this program and then they move up their career ladder and they go on, they keep going, like, I can do that too. So, and to have these funds available or these scholarships available just gives them that little push that they might need to kind of, extend their career or enhance their career, rather.
I can't agree with you more.
Yeah. So let's bring it back to your credit union. So how do you see a program like this benefiting Desert Financial? Because it really is, to me, it really puts you guys in such a great light in the community, as you know, just, you know, not only a provider but a supporter and all that type of stuff for folks in the community. Is that kind of what you guys see as well, or is it something different?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head, Mike. It's really sharing success, and it's our passion to help. And hopefully those healthcare workers that receive the scholarship will pay it forward down the road. Mm-hmm. And for Northern Arizona Healthcare, they see us supporting their organization, supporting their employees, and just helping, doing what credit unions mm-hmm. do best, which is helping people. So, you know, we hope it comes back in perpetuity, but we're not necessarily engaging with NAH to garner membership. We think mm-hmm. that's going to happen naturally because right. we're committed to providing financial solutions that make lives better. Mm-hmm. They had a need, and we were just so fortunate to be able to step up. And this is our first scholarship endowment in perpetuity. So that's really special to know that these yeah. Desert Financial Northern Arizona Healthcare Scholarships will continue on long after my time, long after our president and CEO, Jeff Mishi, and our EVP, Ron Amstutz and Kathy Graham. So that means a lot to both organizations.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And yeah, you're so spot on with this. This is such a credit union thing to do, and you guys live this day in and day out. So, and earlier I mentioned that you guys are really making a strong foothold in the Northern Arizona area, opening up a branch in Flagstaff. And then, but at the same time, you guys also donated $115,000 to the area's organizations. Can you share a little bit more about this, how you guys are really stepping up in the Northern Arizona area as well?
Absolutely. And really, it first starts off with assessing the needs of the community, meeting mm-hmm. with different nonprofits. Many of the social issues are the same, but for Coconino County, which is where Flagstaff Mall branch is located, we know there's a higher level of poverty in that area than, let's say, Yavapai County or Maricopa County. So those that are living in that community may not be able to afford food, may have trouble paying for their rent. So mm-hmm. we partnered up and supported organizations like Flagstaff Shelter Services, Native Americans for Community Action, Flagstaff Family Food Center. The foundation was also able to give Coconino Community College dollars to support their scholarships. Mm-hmm. And then we also supported an organization that furthers the education for youth called Tinkertopia. So there's an assessment that happens. We don't only give those dollars. We look for volunteer activities. Yeah. So those team members that were working in the branch, as well as leaders across our organization and team members, also participated in volunteer efforts the week of our grand opening, prior to our grand opening, and then we'll obviously be mm-hmm. continuing those efforts throughout the year.
You know, Carlisa, as you're talking, it must be this thought just kind of popped into my head. It must be so gratifying to work for an organization like this, because I can't, being a member of the media, it almost seems like every other week I'm getting a press release on what Desert Financial is doing to give back to their communities that they serve. And just to be an employee of Desert Financial and to be aware of this, I mean, that must be kind of a pretty cool feather in your cap to wear each day, you know, and just kind of makes you feel good about going to work, I would think, right? Is that kind of, that to me would be another kind of benefit here, is just kind of that feel good moment that what you're doing in the community.
Absolutely. Humbled, honored, privileged, blessed. I got goosebumps as you were saying that. I could pinch myself. And it's all possible because of our members, our giving efforts. And then our members also support our foundation,
yeah,
which
that's right.
raises dollars to complement some of the credit union support of education. And so just proud and honored every day to be yeah. able to support the community.
Yeah. And speaking of which, Jeff, your CEO, he's at a food bank activity today for Thanksgiving.
He's at United Food Bank with our team members. We are distributing Thanksgiving meals at Mesa Convention Center alongside United Food Bank. Last week, we provided a $50,000 matching gift through our Random Acts of Kindness program for every turkey or cash donation. So we're back this following week distributing those those Thanksgiving meals to those who may be currently experiencing food insecurity.
That's awesome. You guys are always stepping up in that area. And I think Jeff probably spends more time out in the community giving back than he probably does in his office. So, and that's always a good thing for sure. Such a great guy.
Amazing.
The whole crew there at Desert Financial rocks. So anyway, hey, can you share with us just kind of a last question here. If you can, what's on the docket for 2023 or early 2023? What are you guys up to that part of the year?
That's a great question, Mike. So in 2023, we will open up a standalone branch in Prescott. That will be later in 2023. We also reimagined our annual workplace giving program. So as we expanded throughout Arizona, we knew that we needed to create a campaign that allowed team members to give directly to nonprofits serving Northern Arizona. We just had our campaign for 2023, and I can tell you that our team members pledged more than ever before in the 20 plus years that we've been doing this campaign. So obviously with inflation, cost of housing, food, gas, everything upon us, we were a little trepid about if we could even meet our goal, and we exceeded it. So it's just a testament to our team members giving back because it's the right thing to do. So those are just a couple of the community aspects that are on the docket for 2023.
Just a couple, and there's plenty more to come. But yeah, you guys have a pretty dedicated crew there at Desert Financial. So that's why I always like having you guys on, because it really just, it's a great example of what the credit union industry represents and what it can do in the communities that they serve. So obviously there's thousands of other credit unions that are doing fantastic things as well, but I just enjoy bringing you guys on just to give a quick example of what can be done out there. So good stuff. All right, Carlisa, anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, I think we covered a lot here, actually.
No, just thanks for having us on. Thanks for showcasing our work in the community. As I said, it's possible because of our members, because of our team members and their volunteer efforts and giving back, because of business partners who support our foundation golf tournament. So it truly takes a village to make the impact that we do. And I'm just so proud to work for this organization. So thank you.
Well said. And that's a great message to end on, Carlisa. Thank you very much. Carlisa Wright, everybody from Desert Financial Credit Union, continuing to do fantastic things in the communities that they serve. So well done. And look forward to the next chat.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You are welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.